Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, or happy not Valentine's Day, if you prefer. I know we got all kinds of people out there in different situations. Sometimes I have not been very excited about Valentine's Day, just to be very honest with you. But I also don't want to be a Valentine's Day Grinch. So let's talk about it in the context of Side Hustle School. Is Valentine's Day worth targeting if your product isn't romantic? And this might help somebody plan their next year's promotion, because here we are already this year. But we're going to look at how to run a holiday promotion, even if your product doesn't naturally fit the season. Okay, so you're going to learn some creative ways to tie your business into major holidays without feeling forced. We're going to hear from somebody who sells tech accessories. And they're like, I sell tech accessories. Should I have a Valentine's Day promotion? Because everybody's got, you know, every retailer is selling stuff. But obviously, if you are a flower shop or a chocolate store, or if you sell lingerie or, you know, probably some other things too, then those are ideal Valentine's Day promotions. But what if you're selling iPhone stands and laptop sleeves? Well, as I said, there might be a way to have a promotion without feeling forced. So that's the whole key point. And this applies to almost any holiday, not just today. So if you're thinking ahead about Mother's Day or back to school or something else, let's explore holiday-themed promotions in ways that feel fun, relevant, and natural. That's today's question. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Nathan. I own a small tech accessories brand, things like phone stands, laptop sleeves, chargers, things like that. Valentine's Day isn't really a natural fit for what I sell, but then I've seen other brands run these creative campaigns, even when their products aren't traditionally romantic. So is it worth trying a Valentine's Day theme promotion, or should I focus on something else this season?
Nathan, anybody else out there, just because your product doesn't scream holiday gift doesn't mean you should sit the season out. And I think the key is not to force it. So for Nathan, it would be kind of weird if he's like, hey, I'm selling cell phone chargers. Happy Valentine's Day, because this product is so on brand, right, for the holiday. But maybe there is a way to do it where it's just like every holiday we have a sale. Or maybe there's something humorous or kind of tongue-in-cheek about the promo. Or maybe there actually is a tie-in, like if you think about Mother's Day, help mom stay organized with the ultimate home office setup. Back to school is like gear up for success with must-have study tools. Like if you do it consistently for just about every holiday, then I think it kind of works. It only gets random if you're like, we don't say anything at all. And then all of a sudden the cell phone charger company is like making a big deal about Valentine's Day. But if you actually have this as a strategic plan, then I think it can work. A couple other ideas here. Create limited time bundles or gift sets. Bundling products often makes them feel like a special thing, even if they're practical. Bundling also encourages larger purchases while simplifying the buying process for customers. So bundling is great for any time of year, but especially with a promotion, it can definitely help you increase sales. Now, last but not least, maybe some kind of personal touch or customization. And maybe this doesn't work for, you know, every company, every small business. But if there is anything you can do in terms of personalization or handwritten thank you notes or gift wrapping, that can help even the most functional products feel special. So I wouldn't write it off. Like, short version, no matter what you sell, you can tie it into holiday promotions by highlighting themes like appreciation, convenience, and connection. Especially if you do it for a bunch of holidays, then it does feel natural instead of forced. Now that said, you can also just ignore it and move on with life because, hey, life is short. So if you miss this promotion, don't worry. There's much more you can do. That's kind of how I feel about lots of projects. I just try to keep moving forward, focused in a positive manner. And I hope that you do the same. Listeners, thank you for being out there. Thank you for being part of Side Hustle School. I'm so excited and so honored to make this podcast for you every day. Whether it's a holiday or a normal day, wherever you are, episode 2967 is now in the books. New episode comes out tomorrow. Subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. Always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.